I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Origami is the art of paper folding. Marion Nichols is known as the Snowflakey Lady, and her new book, 100 Amazing Paper Animal Snowflakes, will take you through the process. She's going to join us later to talk about that and about her storytelling at City Museum. Also this hour, David Cherwin. He's the artistic director of the National Lutheran Choir based in Minneapolis. The choir performs a Christmas concert every year in St. Louis. It's interactive with the audience and features choreography, poetry, and readings. And St. Louis Public Radio's Kelly Moffitt is going to talk to our own Don Marsh about interviewing director George Lucas and the stars of Star Wars way back in 1977 when the original movie first came out. Well, next Wednesday evening at Powell Hall, the Bach Society's annual Christmas Candlelight Concert is going to be put on this year, featuring soprano Christine Brewer, who joins us now, along with the Bach Society's music director and conductor, A. Dennis Barger. Welcome to you both, and may the force be with you.
Thank you.
The movie's out today. Are you fans?
I saw
the first two or three, yes.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything since the originals either.
Yeah. Just bits and pieces.
Yeah.
I remember my dad took us all to the theater. I think it was the last time I stood in line for a movie.
Yeah, well, I won't be probably standing in line.
No.
You got other stuff to do.
Yeah.
Especially
this week. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Christine, I understand that you do compare Star Wars fans to opera fans, though.
Well, there are some opera fans.
And I know you mean that in a good way.
I do absolutely mean it in a good way. There are some opera fans who get so, you know, excited. They sometimes come in costume. So, you know. So I'll just leave it at that.
We might wear a Star Wars costume to your concert.
Oh, good. Okay. Great.
Well, when Star Wars first hit the screen back in 1977, I guess, Dennis, you guys had been doing the Christmas Candlelight Concert for something like 26 years, if my math is right.
Oh, by then. It started in 1951.
Right.
Yes. So this is our 65th Christmas Candlelight Concert. It started 10 years after the Bach Society was formed in 1941.
So 75 years for the organization.
It is indeed, yeah.
So is that a time for reflection for you?
It is, and also a time for looking forward. In fact, our entire season is planned around looking back at what we've accomplished, considering what we do now, and how we're moving forward with the organization.
And Christine, you've had experiences with the society pretty far back.
I have. Early in my career, in the mid '80s, I first sang with the Bach Society, and Donald Chen was the conductor then.
Yes.
He was also the conductor at the Opera Theater of the
Chorus.
That's right.
That's
how he
and taught at Webster.
Yes.
Well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I remember the first concert I did was one of my first sort of professional gigs, and my husband was there and some of our friends. And I was sitting in the green room waiting. I wasn't singing the first Bach cantata they were doing. I was singing in the second piece. So the other soloists went on. And about 5 minutes after they'd started singing, stage manager came back and said, "There's a man back here at the stage door who says he's your husband. He's worried that something's wrong. And he just needs to speak to you." And I thought, what? You know? So he came backstage and he said, "Why aren't you on stage? Did something happen?" He thought I had gotten stage fright. And I said, "Well, I'm not in the first piece, so, you know." So anyway.
Had to be patient.
Yes.
He's not concerned about stage fright now, is he?
No, I don't think so.
Either.
Boy, he's pretty seasoned by
this
time.
I think so now.
And in my first concert in 1986, Christine was my first hire.
Yes.
As a soloist, and she's been back with us several times since then. And even with her international career, she came back 5 years ago to sing for my 25th anniversary, and now this year for my personal 30th anniversary.
So it's a homecoming.
It is.
Well, for those people that don't know, this is a favorite holiday tradition for a lot of people, Dennis, your candlelight concerts. The audience is part of it.
Indeed. The first half is based around some classics by the masters, but also can include a few favorite carols. And then after intermission, we have the traditional candlelight procession. The Bach Society Chorus will be on the main floor, the orchestra on the stage, and the St. Louis Children's Choirs will be in the balcony, and we all process in the dark with candlelight.
Well, let's sample some of your work, and I think we have something that you're going to begin the concert with.
Yes, the first piece is from the Bach Christmas Oratorio, Jauchzet Frohlocket. Musik
The Bach Society of St. Louis presents its Christmas Candlelight Concert. That's next Wednesday evening, 7:30 at Pell Hall. Dennis Barger is here, along with soprano Christine Brewer, who will be part of that. And following this piece, this Bach piece that opens the program, Dennis, you have a video. You mentioned that you're celebrating 75 years.
Yes, a video has been prepared that kind of covers our 75-year history, including our first executive director, who started with the chorus even before 1941. She was Dr. Heine's assistant. And so she's included on the video, as well as many of our current people. And I think it should be a really fun experience for the audience to see some of those people connected with the organization. And then it's on for more music. I'll walk back on stage with Christine.
Right, and more Bach. What will you be doing, Christine?
We'll be doing the Exultate. I mean, no, et exultavit. I was thinking of the Mozart Exultate. No, the Bach et exultavit, which I understand Beverly Sills sang with the society.
Yes, in 1953, a 24-year-old Beverly Sills sang with us.
Wow. Yeah. And now you have a 24-year-old Christine Brewer singing it. So what more could you want?
I'm trying to go back and think how well-known Beverly Sills was then.
Not so well-known.
Yeah. No, probably not. Yeah. No.
And a few years before that, Dorothy Maynor was the soloist at the very first Christmas Candlelight Concert. A month later, she sang at the inauguration of President Eisenhower.
Wow.
She'd also sung for the inauguration of President Truman. And a little later in life, she founded the Harlem School of the Arts.
Really?
So we have had a long list of wonderful soloists who have done great things in their
careers.
Yeah.
So after that piece, there's a few more, and then the intermission, and you say then it's the candlelight
And the candlelight
part,
procession,
the
That is so beautiful.
Yeah. Talk about that experience, Christine.
I can only say I'm not in the procession, but watching it, just watching it is so beautiful as those singers come down the aisles, and having the children's choir, too, that's really nice.
Yeah, they're still young enough to walk up and down all those stairs.
Yes, with a candle.
With a candle, yes, without tripping,
And the hall is so beautifully decorated, too. So you've got the combination of how beautiful the hall looks and this beautiful singing with the candlelight. I have lots of friends who are coming with their families.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And because it's so close to Christmas time, a lot of people have family coming in for the holidays. They're bringing them
to
the concert.
Something special to do. Yes.
Yeah.
The shopping is done.
Yeah, it's
the
nice,
last
relaxing.
Night to really relax.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really nice.
And because of that, we have a lot of familiar Christmas carols that we sing, and including a few for the audience
today. Well, there's one here that I don't recognize, which really doesn't mean anything, but Pat a Pan Salsa?
Well, yes.
That doesn't sound like a Christmas song.
Probably not a sing-along.
Not a sing-along. Now, the Bach Society is well known for its performances of Bach and Handel and all the great masters, but every once in a while we do something quite different.
Ah, a spicy Christmas.
Yes.
Will the audience be dancing during this, Dennis?
Well, they may. Some of the singers may be so inspired to start moving around on stage.
I like how you shake things up a little bit.
Well, yes, a little bit different. Yeah. You know, some of the years we've done that musicological version of the 12 Days of Christmas, where every verse is set in a different historical time frame.
Yes, that's
just,
nice.
Just a lot of fun to do.
Yeah.
It ends with the Stars and Stripes Forever.
Yes.
You know, finding really fun music to do in an otherwise rather, you know, lovely, beautiful concert is a challenge.
So. And for those people that haven't been, they may not realize that this is a pretty big production. You have a lot of chorus members, then you have the the music and everything
else. Yeah.
So how many people are involved in the whole thing?
Oh, as it comes to the final piece, because the children's choirs will come back to join us for the finale,
right.
That'll be 180 voices on stage,
wow.
And then an orchestra of, I think, about 45 this year. So it's a pretty sizable number. It'll make a beautiful sound. And, of course, we end with we wish you a Merry Christmas in a very fun setting that begins with a Bach fugue. It is kind of fun. And just to our listening audience, I should tell you, don't leave after that piece because there is an encore that's very, very special. And I know a lot of St. Louis audiences like to get up and leave as soon as they think the final applause begins, we're out of here.
Oh, you've been to the Muni.
Something and to the Fox and everywhere else.
Yes.
But there's something special coming at the very end.
Well, now, Christine Brewer is not done with this program. I mean, she's got another piece in here that I think is very nice.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
this is really special.
To both of us,
it's very special.
It is.
Yes.
It's really special. I mean, it's a song my mom used to sing at our
church
on
Christmas
Eve. Yeah, my mom was a wonderful singer. And and your mom, I mean,
she was a good singer, and I would accompany her on my accordion.
Oh,
when I was a little kid, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
This means Christmas to me, this one.
And that is Christine Brewer. The Bach Society of St. Louis's Christmas Candlelight Concert is next Wednesday. That's the 23rd, 7:30 p.m. at Powell Hall. If you'd like more information, please go to stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. And that's a beautiful piece. Are you looking forward to it?
I am. I love this time of year, and I love the music, and I love being able to sing with the Bach Society again.
And I want to mention quickly, speaking of the Bach Society, Dennis, you've just received an A&E Arts Award, or will be?
We have, yes. In January, we'll be receiving the Excellence in the Arts Award from A&E. It's very exciting to receive a big honor.
On a personal note, Christine, I think I've known you about 10 years. You've been coming on
this
program.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So I've known you a while, and you always talk about Lebanon, Illinois, which where you live today, and you've lived, I guess, since you were in college?
A little break after I left college, but yeah, for the most part, I've been there for quite a few years.
I just have to tell you real quickly, I'd never been there, and I was coming back from Southern Illinois just a week ago, and there was a traffic jam on the highway. I got off the highway, and I'm going up Highway 4 North, and all of a sudden I'm in downtown Lebanon. So I was thinking about you.
Oh.
It's a beautiful town.
It's really a beautiful little town. I love it. Yeah. McKendree College, McKendree University.
Any big holiday plans for you? You're gonna go to Los Angeles next month.
Yes, I'll be out there at the Disney Hall for a concert, and I'll be back in St. Louis in August to do Doubt with the Union Avenue Opera.
So, and you have a connection with Doubt, don't you?
I do. I created the role of Sister Aloysius in the opera version of the play and the film.
That's going to be exciting for you.
It's fun.
And then I'm sure
it's
we'll see you with the St. Louis Symphony sometime.
Absolutely, in May.
Right. And Dennis, you've got something coming up soon?
Indeed we do. Well, on March 13th, we'll be at the Cathedral Basilica performing the Fauré Requiem in collaboration with Cathedral Concerts. And then on May 15th, we do Bach's Mass in B minor at First Presbyterian Kirkwood. And then on June 9th, we have our festive Bacchanalia Gala and Benefit event, which features the performances by David and Miran Halen.
But right now, we want to think about the Candlelight Concert Wednesday at Powell Hall. We hope people will go. Christine Brewer, thank you so much for being here. It's always great to see you. Have a great season.
Thank you very much. Great to see you, too.
And A. Dennis Sparger is the music director and conductor of the Bach Society.
Dennis. Thank you. Great to be here.
Coming up next, City Museum's Snowflakey Lady. This is St. Louis Public Radio.